If you have your Bible, turn to John chapter 5 this morning. John chapter 5. Do appreciate the Lord. Appreciate what He does and the goodness that He bestows upon us day by day and the strength He gives us. Ain't it a blessing to be able to come to the house of the Lord? Amen. I want to begin reading this morning, verse 39. The Bible says, "Search the Scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and they are they which testify of Me. And you will not come to Me that you might have life. I receive not honor from men, but I know you, that you have not the love of God in you. I am coming in My Father's name, and you see Me not. If others shall come in His own name, him you shall receive, or him you will receive. How can you believe which receive honor one of another, and seek not the honor that cometh from God only? Do not think that I am will accuse you of the Father, to the Father. There is one that accuseth you, even Moses, in whom you trusted. For had ye believed Moses, you would have believed Me, for he wrote of Me." Praise the Lord. I want to preach just a little while this morning on this thought, if God will be my help, on I know you. Amen? I know you. And I got to thinking on this. A lot of times I go out and I've preached in a whole lot of different places, from here to the other side of Madison County, hereabout. And I go out a lot of times and people come to me and they'll call me by name and say, "How you doing?" And I've been there and I know the face, but I don't know the name. And I got to think about this. I know you, but I don't know your name. Amen. I say, "You have to forgive me. I can't remember your name." See, they know me. Amen. And but I believe that's what Jesus is doing here. He said, "You know what?" He said, "I know you, but do you know Me?" Amen. He says here, if we search the Scriptures, that we'll find out who He is, because the whole volume of the book is written of Him. And without Him, praise God, we wouldn't have nothing. But I thank God today that we have it. Amen. And we just got to ask ourselves tonight, this morning, do we know Him? Amen. He knows all about us. You realize that this morning? You realize God knows all about you. He knows who you are. He knows where you live. Knows how, everything about you, even to the hairs on your head. Amen. Praise God. He knows what you need, and He knows how to supply that need. I'm glad for that this morning. Praise God. I'm glad that we can know Him. But you know, there's a whole lot of folks today that don't know Him. There's a whole lot of people that don't know the Lord Jesus Christ. And now this is Palm Sunday, but the Sunday before Easter. And I got to thinking on this. I said, you know what? Even the disciples didn't really know who He was, praise God, till after His resurrection. Amen. Then they begin to realize, amen, the one who had been with them was one of the greatest things in the world. In John chapter 12, the Bible tells us of that triumphant entry of Lord Jesus Christ. I'm glad He triumphed when He came into the world, but we see here when He goes into Jerusalem, amen. Praise God, what a triumph it was. In John chapter 12, verse 12, the Bible says, "On the next day, much people that were come to the feast, when they heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem." I believe there's a whole lot of folks came just because they heard Jesus was going to be there. Amen. Praise God. You know what happened at the house of God? We went to God, Holy Ghost revival stirred in your soul. I'll say it starts in individuals. People begin to hear that God was meeting with you up at the house of God. Some of our people begin to gather in because they hear that Jesus was there with you. That Jesus was coming to meet with you, praise God, and they'd come just to see it. And before long, they'd get in. Amen. Praise the Lord. I believe that's why He said not to fail to assemble yourself together in these last days. Amen. As custom is. Because, praise God, we'll need to draw together. We'll need closeness. We'll need a relationship with our Savior. And the Bible says they took branches of palm trees and went forth to meet Him and cried, "Hosanna, blessed is the King of Israel that cometh in the name of the Lord." And Jesus, when He had found a young ass, set thereon, as it is written, "Fear not, daughter of Zion, behold, thy king cometh, sitting on an ass's colt." These things understood not His disciples at the first. You see that? They didn't understand what was taking place at the first. But when Jesus was glorified, then remembered they that these things were written of Him, and that they had done these things unto Him. And the people therefore that was with Him when He called Lazarus out of his grave and raised him from the dead bare record. For this cause the people also met Him, for that they heard that He had done this miracle. The Pharisees therefore said among themselves, "Perceive ye how ye prevail nothing, Behold, the world is gone after him. Amen. So we see here in the triumphant entry, there was a time that they lacked understanding. But praise God, when they begin to understand, amen. Hey, praise God, he knew who they was, but they didn't know who he was. But he said we can find him if we'll search the scriptures. If you want to find Jesus, praise God, you'll have to find him in the Word of God. You won't find him in the world. You won't find him in Washington. You won't find him in Hollywood. Praise God, you'll find him in the Word of God. Amen. That's where you'll get Jesus. That's where you'll get the help you need. That's where hope comes from. Praise God, is from the Lord. Praise God, that's how we know who he is. We find him in the scriptures. He tells us of himself, amen. He said, I will come unto you that ye may have life. And you will, he said, will you not come to me that you may have, might have life? He said, he's in the volume of the book, it's written, but he said, we don't come to him. We don't run to the Lord like we should. It seems like we spend most of our time running away from God. Amen. Most of the time we spend our time running away from godliness. When God's a wooing us and trying to draw us unto himself. Why is that? I got the wonder. He said, the Lord says, I know you, but do you know me? You know what's wrong with us? We're like the disciples. We lack understanding. We don't realize how much the Lord loves us and cares for us and wants to help us. Amen. So instead of coming to him, amen, he said, I want to help you, but will you let me? Are you willing to let me help you? Amen. In Luke chapter 19, he talks about that understanding. In Luke chapter 19, verse 41, he said, when he was come near, he beheld the city and wept over it. Amen. Now when Jesus comes into Jerusalem, he beheld the city and he wept over that city. And he offers them a warning. He said, saying, if thou hast known, even thou had at least in this thy day, the things which belong unto thy peace. But now ye are hid, they are hid from thine eyes. In other words, he said, you know what? You just refuse to see what God wants to do for you. I'm afraid if we ain't careful, we get heated high mind and get prideful, and we refuse to see what God wants to do for us even today. God's wanting to do mighty and marvelous things for his children. If we'll just let him today, praise God, be the Lord of our life, supreme in all that that we are, praise God, because of him, and just give him glory for it all. Amen. He makes the difference, but he gives us word. He said, for today shall come upon thee, and thine enemy shall cast a trench about thee, and compass thee round, and keep thee in on every side. So he gives the word. If we ain't careful, we let the devil do the same thing for us. Amen. We let the devil hedge us about, amen, and we can't get away. And we need to run to the Lord, praise God, and get the shelter of a loving God, amen, the foundation of the Lord Jesus Christ, where there's safety in the Lord. He said, shall lay thee with the ground, and thy children within thee, and they shall not leave in thee one stone upon another, because thou knowest not the time of thy visitation. See what he's saying here, Lord saying to him, he said, you know what? You don't understand, praise God, the help that's here for you. You won't receive it, amen. So he said, this is a warning. You're going to have to go through some terrible times. He said, I know who you are. I know what you need, but he said, and I have the help for you if you're ready to receive that help. But we get heady and high-minded. We think we know more than God, don't we? We stand back and we say, you know what? I got this. I'm bigger than this, amen. I want to say we're not bigger than the devil, and the devil will take little things. He'll infiltrate your life, and it'll become a big thing, and it'll separate and destroy and divide. Amen. That's what he does. And the Lord's given us a warning here, amen. He said, I offer you a warning. He said, because I know you. Amen. In Luke chapter 13, he goes on to tell us in Luke chapter 13, 34. He said, I know you, but you don't know me. He said, oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, Luke 13, 34, which killeth the prophets and stoneth them that are sent unto thee. How often would I have gathered thee to thy children together as a hen doth gather her brood under her wings, and ye would not. He said, how many times have I offered to come alongside you and be safety to you, and you wouldn't have no part of it? I wonder, children, today, how many times God's offered, the Lord Jesus offered to come alongside us and be that safety and that safety net for us, and we wouldn't have no part of it. Because we get caught up within ourselves, praise God, and we say, you know what, God, I don't have time for you. Well, guess what? Sometimes I believe we don't have time for the Lord, but we got all kinds of time in the world for ourselves and selfishness and a devil, amen? And we let it infiltrate our lives and begin to be the biggest part of who we are. And we lust and we have not, James said, that we might consume it upon our own lust. Amen. He said, you would not. He said, behold, your house is left unto you desolate. And verily I say unto you, you shall not see me until the time come when you shall say, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Amen. He said, hey, said, you won't realize, you won't recognize, you won't understand, praise God, and it's me that's standing there wanting to give you help, praise God, till it's too late. I wonder how many of our loved ones have got to pass on out of here and die and go to hell and lost without God. Amen. And when it's too late to save them. Amen. God help us, amen, to be concerned. Jesus said, I know you, but he said, you don't know me. He said, if you knew me, you know what I want to do for you. And the Bible says, John chapter 11, 35, the shortest verse in the Bible, Jesus wept. Amen. Now you know the story. Jesus is there. He's there and Lazarus has died. And Mary and Martha and all these folks is a wailing and a weeping. And they're a crying over Lazarus. Because he has died, and Jesus comes along on the scene, and he asks where they've laid him, and they tell him. He said, "Where have you laid him?" Verse 34, and they say unto him, "Lord, come and see." Verse 35, Jesus wept. Now I want you to notice the confusion here. Then said the Jews, "Behold, how he loved him." Amen. I want to say, yes, the Lord did love him. But I want to say, praise God, not only did the Lord love him, but the Lord loved them, praise the Lord. He's a God that loves us. He's a Savior that loves us. He's a Savior that cares for us. He said, I know where you're at. He said, I know what you're going to need, praise God. He said, if you just come to me, praise God, like little chicks to a mother hen, I'll deliver you, praise the Lord. Amen. He said, I know you. I know what you need, but you won't come to me. Amen. He said, I love him. Sure, he said, I love Lazarus. I love Martha. He said, I love Mary. But praise God, I love the Jews too. I love everybody. He said, if people could just realize the love of God in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He said, I know you, but do you know me? Amen. That's what he's asking. He said, I know you. I know what you need. I know where you're at. See, the devil likes to throw us a curve and say, well, you know what? Nobody knows where I'm at. Nobody knows what I'm going through. That's the greatest tactic that the devil uses. Amen. And it'll deceive this flesh quicker than anything. The devil rises up. He says, nobody cares about you. Nobody knows what you're going. Nobody knows your sorrows. I want to say, glory be to God, on the authority of God, there's one that knows.
Amen.
Amen. Glory be to God. And the Bible said he weeps over our sorrows. He loves us and he cares for us. He wants to help us up out of that. He says, I know where you're at. Amen. He said, I know the feeling of your infirmities, that weakness and lack of strength that you have, praise God. He said, I know all about that. He said, now if you'll just understand that, he said, let me help you. Amen. He said, let me help you to get past this. I want to say, praise God, we just need to let him help us this morning to get past this. Looking for a glorious day of his appearing when we'll see him as he is. Amen. I got to think, as I was reading through the book of John, I tell you, I love the book of John. I've read through it I don't know how many times. I probably read the book of John, but I mean, it's just about the love of God, how much he loves us, cares for us. I bet I've read through it more than any book in the Bible. And I got to thinking about this morning when I was thinking on this about him saying, I know you. If you back up over here in John chapter 5, remember when Jesus went to Bethesda? And he said he went up there to Jerusalem. And he went to the sheep market. And the Bible says in John 5 verse 2 that there was a market, there was a pool, and which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda. He said, and having five porches. He said, in these lay great multitude of impotent folk, of blind and halt and withered, waiting for the moving of the water. Amen. Hey, let's say there's a whole lot of folks laying around waiting on a stirring. I believe that's what's happening in the Baptist churches today. There's a whole lot of folks sitting around waiting on a stirring. Amen. Praise God. I believe that, the children of God ought to be stirred up. Amen. They ought to be a fire kindled down in our soul. Amen. If we don't keep that fire kindled, praise the Lord. Amen. Our fire will go out. And I will say, hey, Pastor Jeff can't keep your fire going. Amen. Amen. Your mama, your daddy, your people in your church, they can't keep your fire burning. Amen. The Lord says, I know you and I know what you need, praise God. He said, but you've got to keep that fire burning. He said, you've got to stoke the fire. Amen. I believe a whole lot of our churches, they've done dwindled down to embers. Amen. But you know what happens with embers? You can take a little fine kindling and put on an ember. You get down there and blow on that just a little bit, praise God. And just before you know it, it'll blaze up, praise God. It'll begin to burn again. Amen. Praise the Lord. What we need in the house of God now is a fire burning. Amen. The Lord said, hey, he said, I know you. I know what you need, praise God. He said, would you let me kindle your fire? Amen. Need a fire in these last days. But the Bible says he goes down here. He said, these folks was here waiting for the angel to come down and stir the water. You know the story. Amen. He said, and a certain man was there, verse 5, which had an infirmity 38 years. For 38 years, this man had, somebody had been picking him up, toting him down there, just about every day, setting him down there by the pool. And for 38 years, he had been sitting there waiting for the stirring, amen, so that he could get in. Amen. But then one day, glory be to God, one day Jesus comes along. Amen. Jesus comes along and he said, I know you. He said, you've been sitting here for a long time. Amen. He said, what are you waiting on? Amen. He said, wilt thou be made whole? Amen. Now you notice that Jesus said, will thou? He's asking him a question. The same question we could ask ourselves. Jesus knows where we're at. He said, will you be made whole? Will you be made complete in the Lord? Will you let Him raise you up, praise God? Will you let Him help you in all aspects of your life? And this fellow answered, he said, he's got excuses. Amen. Most of us, amen, we're just loaded with excuses. Amen. We got all kind of excuses that'll keep us from God. Amen. He said, sir, I have no man when the water is troubled to put me in the pool, but while I'm coming, another steppeth down before me. Amen. So he says, I've got all these. He said, I'm 38 years out here. He said, but I've got a good reason, Lord. He said, when there's a stirring of the Lord, praise God. He said, I just can't get in. Amen. He said, I just can't get in. You know what's happening? Praise God. I believe I'd get them to put me a little closer to the pool. Amen. So when the stirring got to going on, praise God, I could do like an old fish and just flop over in there. Amen. Glory be God. But see, if we ain't careful, we'll use excuses. Lord, I can't get in because of this. And I can't get in because of my husband. I can't get in because of my children. And you know, I'd like to be more faithful. But you know, there's so many situations in my life. I just can't get past. All this stuff comes up. I want to say, praise be to God. The Lord says, hey, listen, wilt thou be made whole? Amen. Praise the Lord. Situations. Praise God. But he said, hey, listen. The Lord says, okay. He said, you're there by the pool. And the Lord gives him an option. He says, rise. Amen. He says, get up. Amen. He says, get up. He said, what he does, the Lord says, okay. He said, I want you to do the impossible. He said, I want you to get up. He said, stand up. Amen. Praise the Lord, can you see this? You say, well, preacher, it's impossible, amen. I won't say praise God. When God's word speaks, God's will be done. Amen. God's work will be His will. Amen. When God speaks to our heart, praise God. When He said, hey, He said, rise up, praise God. We can get up because God said so. Amen. Amen. We just have to believe today, praise God, that He does. Amen. But that fellow sitting there with all these excuses said, oh, it's impossible. Lord, I've been here 38 years. 38 years I've been in this condition. Hey, listen, I believe there's a whole lot of folks sitting in church today been in that condition for a whole lot longer than that. Amen. But the Lord come along. He said, hey, look. He said, immediately. He said, rise up. He said, get up. And according to the word, praise God, he got up. Why? Because God's commandment, amen, that's what God enables us to do. When God commands us, amen, to rise up above these things, God enables us to rise up. Amen. According to the word. When God says, be ye holy, for I am holy, praise God, it's a commandment of God, and he'll help us to do it. He'll help us to live a holy life, a life of contentment in the Lord. He'll give us that peace that passes understanding down the depths of our soul. Praise God, when Jesus told this fellow to rise up, stand up. What did he do? The Bible said, immediately, amen, the man was made whole. Immediately he got up, praise God. Amen, he didn't argue, he quit making excuses. We got to quit arguing, quit making excuses. But you know what's wrong with most of us? We leave the provision for failure where we're at. Amen, we don't get away from that provision. He said, take up thy bed. Amen. But most of us, we leave that provision for failure. Hello? If we ain't careful, we'll leave the very provision for failure, amen, that's got us and draw us back time after time after time. You know what I'm talking about? You know those old CD, VHS, whatever it is that you've got hid in the bottom of that drawer just in case you've got to take it out and look at it one more time. Just in case you need that one day. Amen. You know what I'm saying? Hey, that six pack that you stick back in the back of the cupboard where you think nobody will know about it. You hide it back in the back of the refrigerator where you don't think nothing. Just in case. You know what you're doing? You're making provision for failure. What about that phone number that you got in your wallet? What about that phone number that you got in your phone that you haven't deleted yet? Just in case you need to call that person so they can help you. You know what you're doing? You know what we're doing? Amen. Every one of us is guilty. What we're doing is we're making provision for failure. Amen. Hey, we got that we're going to go back to. Praise God. Hey, listen, that that's been born again. Amen. There's nothing to go back to. We got to march on with the help of the Lord. Amen. But if we ain't very careful, we set ourselves up to fail. Amen. He said, stand up. Praise God. He said, now I said, you're up. Go ahead and make up your bed and take it out of here. Amen. What was he doing, Brother Jeff? He was saying, listen, hey, you ain't coming back here no more. Amen. Praise God. He said, I'm going to help you get up. And praise God, when I help you get up, praise God, hey, glory be to God, I'm not going to let you fall down. Praise God, I'm going to keep you up. He said, in order for me to keep you up, praise God, I got to get rid of the provision for failure. Amen. No place for failure with the Lord. Listen, there's some things in our life this morning. Praise God, there's some things that we kind of holding on to. He said, well, preacher, I don't really do that no more, but I just got to go, because that's what I use. But I've got it. You need to get rid of it. Amen. Go home, get that thing, pack it down the bottom of the garbage, pour your slop on it, praise God, where nobody else can get it. Amen. Amen. Had a fellow one time told me, said, preacher, Lord really got a hold of my heart the other night. I said, he did. He said, yeah. I went in there and got all my old playboys, dug them out from under the bed, took them out there. I said, what'd you do with them? He said, I took them down to my neighbor and give them to my neighbor. I said, God help, son, what are you thinking? He said, take them out there, shred them up, throw them in the garbage and get rid of them. Amen. So he took it out. You know what he's doing? You want me to tell you what he's doing? He was making provision for failure. Amen. Because what he said, hey, buddy, you know that June copy of that I give you? How about letting me bury that? You know, hey, there's a good article in there I'd like to read. Huh? You know what I'm talking about. Hey, if we ain't careful, we make provision for failure. And Jesus said, I know you. Amen. What he was saying, he said, I know you. He said, if you don't pick up your bed, praise God, he said, you'll be right back here. Amen. We got used to it. Amen. He got used to coming every day and being there on the side of the pool every day. Probably a pretty good place. I can just see it, amen. Sitting outside, if it was today, the perverted world we live, you'd have a bunch of people running around in G-strings. Amen. He's perfect. As long as somebody carried him around, he's probably a perfect kid sat down there and take in the view. Amen. But Jesus said, hey, you know what? He said, I'm going to take away the provision. Amen. He said, I'm not going to, praise God. He said, take up your bed. Amen. Glory to God. He said, rise up. He said, why? Because God, Jesus said to. Amen. He said, rise up above all that. Praise God. Why? Because Jesus commanded us to. He said, take up your bed. Amen. Get rid of the provision. Amen. Get rid of the perversion. Whatever it is in your life, praise God. So that there's nothing to come back to. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's what the Lord's looking for. Get rid of this. He said, come out from among them. Be ye separate. Praise God. Get rid of it so that there's nothing to come back to. Hello? I tell you, the Lord's speaking to somebody this morning. God's wanting us to help us. Amen. He's wanting to help us. He said, I know who you are. Amen. You're not hiding from Him. You're not hiding it from Him. Praise God. He knows it. Time to just get rid of it, praise God, so we can worship the God, a good Lord God of glory and spirit and truth. Amen. Bless His holy name. So He says, rise up. He says, take up your bed. And then He says, walk. Amen. He said, rise up. He says, take up your bed. And then He said, walk. Amen. Now listen to what He said. He said, hey, you're used to people carrying you in the, here and there and taking you where you go. He said, praise God. He said, time for you to get up and walk. He said, hey, don't put your faith in no man. Amen. He said, get up and walk, praise God. He said, hey, listen, I'm going to give you the capacity and the ability to get up. I want you to take up your bed, and I want you to begin to walk, praise God, on your own. Amen. Praise the Lord. If we ain't careful, we put our faith in all these things in the world. Amen. We put our things on somebody to pick us up, somebody to carry us, somebody to bail us out. Let me say something. You young people, you young married people, say, hey man, it's not your mom and daddy's responsibility once you get grown and gone out of the house to bail you, keep bailing you out. It's our responsibility to stand up and take responsibility for ourselves. Amen. To begin to build something for ourselves, praise God, with faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, expecting, praise God, till He gives us what mom and daddy have. Amen. Yeah, it won't come overnight. But if you're just faithful to the Lord, you hear me? I said, build it in the Lord, praise God, and He'll give you that in abundance. Praise the Lord, we just put our faith in Him. But we got to learn to walk by ourselves, which expecting the promises of God, amen, as He blesses us on purpose. Praise the Lord. He tells that 2 Peter. Let me show you, I've shared this with you many, many times. Amen. 2 Peter chapter 1, the Bible says, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in this world through lust. Amen. Praise God. He said you got away from being lust. Praise God. You picked it up and you put it away. Praise God. The lust of the flesh, and you started following God. Started living in an essence of godliness. Praise the Lord, and God began to bless you. He said, what are you saying? I'm saying, He said, I promise you all that you'll need. Amen. And it's in the Lord Jesus Christ and in His Word. Amen. It's all we need. The Lord Jesus Christ and His Word. Because it tells us how to get closer to the Lord. The whole book is about Him. Amen. Praise God. In the volume of the book, He said, it's written of me, Hebrews 10. Amen. Everything that we have, God, Jesus says, I'll supply. Amen. So you say, what do you say? I'm saying we don't need to run down somewhere and get us a counselor when we have problems. Amen. We don't have to run somewhere and get us a psychologist to try to help us. Amen. To get us through our situation. You say, well, preacher, psychologists and counselors are a good thing. Yeah, well, they may be in certain situations, but I want to say there's nothing like the Lord Jesus Christ, the great counselor, to help us through it all. Amen. We don't need that. We don't need Christian therapists. I mean, it's good if you got a problem, come to your pastor or somebody that's really grounded in the Word and say, hey, look, you know, I got a problem. Can you help me pray about this and get down with them and look in the book? Amen. But you notice, amazing thing we do, we'll neglect the Lord Jesus Christ. We'll neglect the Word of God. Amen. We'll get in our car and we'll drive 55 minutes to an hour to go to a counselor where we'll sit for 30 minutes, amen, and tell him all of our problems, and he ain't got no answers. Amen. When we could take our book, that blessed old book, praise God, and spend 15 minutes. Amen. Spend 15 minutes, pray, say, oh God, please, I need a little help today. Lord, could you show me, give me just a little nugget, and have God open that up to you and say, right, here's your problem. I said, you know, this old fella, he gets down on there. Jesus finds him in the temple, in the synagogue a little later on, and he gets to talking to him, and he says, well, he finally tells him, he said, go thy way and sin no more. Amen. He's prayed God. He said, you've got up. He said, you've got rid of the provision. Amen. He said, don't go hunting it back up. Don't go looking for it again, praise God. Just stay on the straight path. Amen. Oh, we don't need the, we just need the Lord. We need the Word of God to help us, to guide us in a path of righteousness for His name's sake, to point us in the direction that He'd have us to go. Praise God, so that we can finish. He said, I know you. I know. He said, but do you know me? He said, if you know me, you know I'm here to help you. Amen. He says here, he said in chapter 5, verse 42, he said, but I know you that you have not the love of God in you. Amen. What makes the difference? He said, I know you. He said, I know that you don't love me like you should. Amen. You say, well, preacher, I do love him. Really? He knows. He knows whether we love him or not. He knows why we do what we do. Amen. Amen. And we find out how much He loves us in the volume of the book. He tells us how much He loves us. When we begin to meditate on the Word of God, we begin to look in the Word of God, He begins to speak to our hearts. See, we don't need the counselors and the psychologists and the Christian mediators and the therapists, amen, to help us along this journey. We need the Word of God and Lord Jesus Christ to guide us in the path of righteousness for His name's sake. The psalmist said it in Psalms chapter, in First Psalm. First Psalm chapter 1, he said by verse 1, he said, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, but sitteth in the seat, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But now watch this. He said, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, to meditate upon the things of God, to think upon the things of God. He said, that's where our delight should be. I want to ask you something. It's more, Jesus knows you. He said, I know you. Amen. Are you meditating on the things of God? Are we trying to think on the things of the Lord? Are we making it a precedence in our lives? But His delight is in the law of the Lord, and in His law doth He meditate day and night. You know what He's saying? He says, everything that we do, every decision we make, we need to think, well, what would Jesus think about this? Amen? What would Jesus do here? I mean, what would Jesus do in this situation? Amen? That's meditating. That's thinking on Him day and night because we want to be pleasing to Him. Amen? You say, why? What difference does that make? He says, "But and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper." Amen. He said, listen. He said, when we start thinking, Jesus said, I know you. He said, but do you know me? But the psalmist David, he said, when you start meditating on me and thinking upon me more, allowing me to be literally the Lord of your life. He said, you'll be fruitful. And he said, then your life, your spiritual life, will never be shriveled up and dry. Amen. He says, as you walk along, praise God, through life, He said, you'll be prosperous. He said, whatsoever He doeth shall prosper. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, you'll have a life of fruitfulness. He said, you'll live a life, a spiritual life that'll not shrivel up and blow away. I believe there's a whole lot of Christians today that their spiritual life's just shriveled up and apt to blow away. Amen. He said, we'll be fruitful. He said, we'll not be withered. And he said, what, when we go about life, praise God, He said, God will prosper us. He said, well, preacher, you mean we'll have everything that we want? No. But we'll have rejoicing in our soul, praise God. We'll have joy, praise the Lord. That's unspeakable. Amen. And when we have joy, remember what I told you? it brings all the other essence of it, the happiness and the peace and harmony and all that other stuff. Praise God, it comes with joy, and our joy is in the Lord. He said, when we meditate upon God, when we think upon Him, praise God, He said, He makes the difference. The Lord says, you know what? He said, I know you. He said, I know what you need. Amen. And He said, but He said, you don't have to go somewhere else. He said, you can't count on some other person to give you that. Now listen to me. Let me say this. We can't count on our mate or some person that we know to get us through with situations in our life. Because there'll come a point, there'll come a time that they'll fail us, they'll let us down. Amen. They'll leave us miserably disappointed. But I want to say on the authority of God that my Jesus has never let me down. He's never failed me, not one time. Everything I expect, praise God, He's brought me through. Amen. And one of these days, in a little while, He'll take me to be with Him. But I know what somebody's saying this morning. They'll say, well, you know what? I've tried that, preacher. I've tried it, and it's failed me. Amen. It just failed me. I've said, it's just miserable, a miserable failure. No, let me tell you what failed. You failed. God hasn't failed. We have failed because we haven't meditated on it. We haven't stayed with God. We haven't stayed with God. We haven't looked and desired godliness and God-wordness. And old devil in our flesh, amen. What are you saying? I'm saying you have quit on God. Amen. You say, preacher, well, I try to do right. Let me ask you a question. How much time do you spend reading your Bible? Huh? Have you picked up a little bit every day and just say, Lord, just give me a little nugget to get me through? Amen. It ain't that God's quit on us. The Lord says, I know you. I know what you've been doing. I know how much time you spend in the book. You may fool me, amen, but you'll not fool God. He knows exactly when you're communicating with Him. He knows exactly when you're digging in the book and saying, oh God, please feed me. Amen. Please nourish my soul. Lord Jesus, He said, I know you. Amen. He said, I know you. He said, you don't love me like you say you do. Amen. That's what He's saying here. He said, I know you. He said that you have not the love of God in you. He said, you don't love me like you say you do. Amen. He said, I know you. I know you. I don't think there's any of us love Him like we say we do. Amen. Because He said, I've got the help for you. Praise God. He said, you'll fail within yourself. Some man will fail you. You'll fail yourself. But I want to say, praise God, if we dig in His Word, the Lord God, praise God, He'll never fail us. He said, well, preacher, that was good back when He was walking around on the earth. And He was with men, and He was helping men, and they could see Him. I want to say, praise God, if you're a born-again child of God, He lives in you. Amen. He lives in you. He goes where you go. Listen, He's here right now. He's here right now. And He's saying, you know what? He's saying, I know you. I know you. I know where you're at. I know what you need. I know what you want. I know your desires. Amen. He said, I know you. He said, what are you going to do about it? Amen. He said, because I know you. He said, I have help to give you. But He said, how much do you want it? He said, He asked this crippled man, He's asked you the same question I asked you this morning. Wilt thou be made whole? Amen. Will you be made whole this morning? Are you willing to rise up, put your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ? Are you willing to take up your bed, amen, get rid of those provisions for failure? Cast them away, get them away from you. Go home, clean house. Amen. Take away all that old rock and roll music, that old bar hopping, beer drinking music, chunk it out the window, get rid of it. Amen. Get the booze out of the cabinet. Amen. Chunk it. Get the pornography, the magazine, the thing. Amen. If not, you're just setting you up for failure. But praise God if we say, you know what, Lord Jesus, I know that you know me. And I'm going to make it right today. Amen. Praise the Lord. Maybe we just need to come this morning. Just say, Lord, I need to meditate upon you more. I need to focus. When I have issues, I need to come to God instead of going to some man. Amen. Lord, I need you to help me. Amen. So I can make the informed decision. Not the counsel of the ungodly. I mean, why do we want to go to ungodly people to get godly counsel? Amen. Because they're going to tell us what they think we want to hear. I mean, I'm glad God don't do that. He tells us the truth that'll help our hearts to draw closer to Him. He says, I know you this morning. Praise God. He said, but how much do you want to know me? And what kind of relationship do you want to have with me? And then he says, most of all, he says, how much help would you like me to give you? Amen. He said, if you'll come this morning, he said, I can help you. He said, I know you. Know exactly where you're at. Praise God. And he said, I'm willing to help you if you'll let me. What about you this morning as you stand to your feet?